So now we're at the very bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, about 6 lines up from the bottom, and at the two dots. We had said a memra in the name of Rabbi Elazar Amar Vavina previously about Ashrei. So now we've got another one from him. This ostensibly has nothing at all to do with anything other than the fact it's the same chain of Masorah. So it's a non-secular, and here we're going to learn about really Kabbalistic concepts here. So it says, Amar Elazar Amar Vavina, Gadol Mashanemar B'Michoel, whatever was written about Michoel is greater, Yoser, Mashanemar B'Gabriel, is greater than what they wrote about the angel Gabriel. Right? Okay, Michoel is according to the Zohar, is the malach who administers Hashem's chesed. He's associated with rachamim. Some before speak of rachamim, but Zohar calls it chesed. He's also referred to as the Sar Shel Yisrael, the ministering angel of the Jewish people. Special Michal, for example, was the one who brought the good news to Avraham Avinu. So what we talk about him, it's better, meaning that it's more direct and more immediate, whatever his shlichus is going to do as a malach, than Gavriel. Gavriel is the angel who administers din, gvura. So Michal's got a one up on a Gavriel. Dilu b'Michal, because when it comes to Michal Siv, it says v'ya'af Eli. This is Yeshaya speaking. He said, and he's witnessing the malach and coming his way, and it said. That's right. V'ya'af Eli echad min ha'serafim. He says and flapped, like the word oaf is a bird, like that kind of thing. You know, like v'ya'af. I don't know. He flapped his wings. He flapped towards me. In one swish, one of the Srafim. Srafim is like this high category of Malach. Vilu Gabi, and that's a reference we'll see in a moment to Michal. Vilu Gabi Gavriel, when it comes to Gavriel, Ksev, it said, Va'ish Gavriel Asher Ra'isi B'chazon, is Daniel speaking, right? Batchila Mu'af Bi'af. He like flapped. So it took him two flaps of his wings, two steps to get down to me. Now, so the point is, therefore, that Michal's shlichus and his capacity to affect whatever he's there to do is immediate. One swoosh from command central, and it's the command is delivered. Whereas there's a delay, there's like a two-step process, however that works in Shemaim, between when Gavriel sent out and when the actual destruction or whatever din is carried out, and therefore it gives a person a moment, an extra opportunity to do tshuva. So you see, he's indicative of Hashem's rachamim. So now, my mashma d'hai echad Michal, that we said the pasuk that with the one flap, that was one of the srafim, and who said that one sraf is actually Michal? I'm Rav Yochanan, asi echad echad, it's learned out from a gzeir shava, the word echad twice, ksiv hacha, here it says, v'ya'af elai echad min srafim, that's echad there, uksiv hasam, and over there, it's written, v'hine Michal echad hasarim harishonim ba'at la'azreini. One of the Seraphim came to help me. So and here's Echad. So that who is the Echad? The Echad is the one, and that's the one who does it in one, which is Michal. So therefore, you see that Michal has one step up in terms of his immediacy, and Chesed is more immediate in terms of his effect from Hashem's sending it down. Now, that we understood on some level, I suppose. The next Brisa is even more cryptic. Same thought. It says Tana. It says in the Brisa, Michal ba'achas. When it comes to Michal, he can do his. Well, it's one immediate, one step. Gavriel b'shtayim, like we explained before, Gavriel is in two steps, less immediate, there's more time for tshuva. Eliyahu b'arba, when the Eliyahu b'navi is going to come do his thing, he stops three times along the way, whatever that's supposed to mean. The Malach HaMavis, when he is sent out to do what he's got to do, so it's an eighth, it takes like eight steps, it's very delayed, giving a person much, plenty of time to do tshuva. Right? Ubashas a magefa, however, when there's a magefa, like plague, magefa, then there's a koach of just keris, and the malach HaMavis is left to run unchecked and destroy everything around, and therefore ba'achas, all of a sudden in one effect. Okay? I have absolutely nothing to say about Eliyahu. You can look at the Marshal yourself. Okay, it's totally Kabbalistic, and what he says I don't understand anyways on top of it all. There is an interesting gra that talks about Malach HaMavis in eight steps. He speaks out how, besides for the generic idea of you have lots of chances to do tshuva, so the gra actually says that the reason there's eight is because, Dafke 8 of all things, is because there are eight reasons for which a person could die in the first place. And he lists them. He says, number one is the Chet of Adam Rishon, and then there are seven more bad things you could do. like the seven deadly sins, I guess. I don't know who took it. Not the same sins, but anyways, there are seven deadly sins, and these are they. First of all, taiva. Second of all, which is generic wanting, lust and wanting things. Then kinna, jealousy, gaiva, ego, arrogance. Then kamtsanus, which is like a stinginess. That's number four. Then sinus abrius, being nasty to other people and liking them. Six, taiva's nashim. And seven, he learns the two sides of the same coin of atzlus, which is laziness, and atzvus, which is like depression. So feel that those are connected concepts. So for those seven reasons, you can get the malach malach to come visit you, chalila. So that's that. He also mentions for the same reason, it's all connected to the seven levels of Gehenna. He says that also it's connected to the seven names of Yitzhara. He says it's connected to the seven types of ways in which a person can actually get killed by Beis Din. That the seven ways in which a person, the Torah punishes you, I should say. There's four of those are Mises Basin, then you got Mises B'dei Shemaim, Karis, and Malkus, so seven kind of punishments. Oh, he said it's the same situation. Okay, fine. So it says that.